Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, Peter is dealing with the subject of the wife's relationship to the husband, and he's already told us that wives are to be submissive to their own husbands, and particularly when the husband is unconverted. Not that there's any greater obligation or greater urgency in that situation, but he's saying that this is not an exception. In fact, it actually carries with it an added benefit, namely that this kind of humble, godly submission to an unconverted husband is a powerful tool in the hands of God the Holy Spirit to bring that unconverted husband to Christ. That rather than trying to win him by your words, you are to win him by your example. And the example that is most powerful is the example of submission. Submission to the Word of God, and therefore submission to your husband, recognizing that God ordered relationship between husbands and wives. A powerful, powerful tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit to make your husband wonder why you are acting this way, so uncharacteristic of other women, so unlike other wives that his unsaved friends have. And the Lord often uses that to create an appetite and a desire for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But then Peter goes on to say some things about your appearance. And in essence, he tells wives how to become attractive, irrespective of your physical appearance. And this is of great practical value to everyone. All ears ought to be perked up now. And of course, we dealt with the first part of it on the broadcast Friday, and we'll be moving on to the second part today. But let me stop first and welcome you to this Monday, November 18 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and remind you that we are dependent upon the gifts of our radio listeners in order to remain on this station. Well, Peter says in short that the way to be attractive to your husband is not to focus overly much upon external appearance. Contrary, completely contrary to the wisdom of the world. But here's what he says in verse 3, "Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on a fine apparel." And he is telling women to not make that your main focus, your main concern. As we tried to point out on Friday, he's not telling you to let these things go either, but he's saying that shouldn't be your focus, and so don't overdo it. Everything in good taste, in simplicity and modesty. Whether we're talking about hair, whether we're talking about jewelry, whether we're talking about makeup, whether we're talking about your apparel, the clothes that you wear, everything in simplicity and in modesty. In other words, understated rather than overstated. Not absent, not no jewelry or no makeup any more than no clothes. Obviously, Peter doesn't mean that. But understated in your simplicity, true modesty. That's what modesty is. And there's an added benefit, kind of a indirect benefit from all of this, and that is if Christian women would dress this way, this would help to minimize class distinctions within the church. Why? Because the wealthy women wouldn't be flaunting their wealth with their expensive hairstyles, their expensive jewelry, their expensive clothing, which poor women cannot do anyway because they just don't have the means to do it. But if everyone follows this rule, then it will help to minimize those kinds of class distinctions within the church. An added benefit. But now Peter goes on to talk about the true beauty, which is inward rather than outward, when he says in verse 4, rather than these outward things, rather, let it, that is, your adornment, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing of gold, or putting on a fine apparel. Rather, verse 4, let it, your adornment, the things that make you beautiful, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Wow, that's radical. Cultivate the beauty of the new nature is really what he's saying here. Rather than focusing on the outward, instead focus upon the inward. The development of the inner man, the Christian's renewed nature, which is incorruptible and imperishable, which is beautiful because it is the nature of Christ himself. Here's what one commentator said. The inner work of grace has implanted a spiritual beauty that is real and abiding, the opposite of artificial adornments that can be removed at will. This beauty grows within like a lovely flower. How true. But of course, only genuinely born-again Christians have this new man, which in the case of women, we might want to find another name for it, but we all know what we're talking about because the Bible calls it the new man. Only truly born-again Christian women have this new man to develop. And of course, it's not that women should develop it and men should not, but he's giving advice to women in regard to their husbands, and he's talking about what it is that makes a woman attractive, beautiful, desirable, valuable to her husband, even if he's an unsaved husband. And this is it, the development of this inward beauty that is placed within us by the work of the Spirit of God, in birthing us into the family of God and cultivating that Christ-likeness within us. Now, obviously, you cannot cultivate that which you do not possess. And so if you are a nominal Christian, a cultural Christian, a second-generation Christian, in other words, you grew up in a church, and so you consider yourself a Christian because your parents were Christian, but you've never personally experienced the new birth, then of course you have nothing to cultivate, and you need to recognize that and seek what is most important. Your soul salvation, eternal life, the pearl of great price. But having been born again by the Spirit of God, we are reminded here that this inner person requires development. Just as women, particularly unsaved women who don't understand this principle, will spend a lot of time, attention, and money on developing outward beauty with the various means by which this is thought to be developed and enhanced, so Christian women who have the new nature, the new heart implanted by the work of the Spirit of God, have an inner person that can be developed. There is something real that is there, but it needs development in order to cultivate the full value, the full measure of inward beauty that is possible, the potential that God has given you. Your inward person is not fully developed at the time of your new birth. It requires a diligent and obedient effort on your part. And its condition, how you're coming along on this inward development, will be revealed by your words and actions. This is really nothing more or less than growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is really nothing more or less than developing the fruit of the Spirit. This is really nothing more or less than the pursuit of holiness. That's what it is. In some ways, it's a reiteration of what he's already said earlier when he says to women that your husbands may be won without a word, may be won by the conduct of the wife when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. That's what he's talking about. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. And there are two things here that Peter says particularly need to be developed. This is what you should focus upon. Number one, a gentle spirit. And number two, a quiet spirit. Gentle. An adjective that's only used four times in the New Testament, twice of Jesus. He was gentle. And once as a beatitude on the lips of Jesus, as he talked about what is beautiful in the sight of God, and then the fourth time in our text. Now this word is more often used as a noun than an adjective, and we can find some texts in which that is found as well. But it has the idea of meek, patient, considerate, unassuming, humble. It is the opposite of pushy, assertive, coarse, demanding. That's what Peter's talking about. A gentle spirit. A meek, patient, considerate, unassuming, humble spirit, the opposite of pushy, assertive, coarse, and demanding. That will make you attractive to your husband. Now, the quiet spirit is a word, quiet, that's only used here in 1 Timothy 2:2, and that is the idea of calm, tranquil, quiet disposition, the opposite of noisy, boisterous. It is a spirit that calmly bears disturbances, but does not create disturbances. And all of this, notwithstanding differences in personality, in other words, some of these characteristics are found more easily in some personalities than others, but this is Christ-likeness. This is Holy Spirit fruit. This is the kind of spirit that we are to develop. In fact, he calls it a gentle and quiet spirit, and in the original, it has the definite article, the Spirit. That well-known Christian spirit, which everybody recognizes as characteristic of Christians because it is reflective of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is what makes us beautiful to others, even to unsaved husbands. By the way, the same things will make men handsome and attractive to others as well. But he's dealing here with women, and this is what it takes. This is what you need to work on. The absence of this is going to make you unattractive, no matter how beautiful you are on the outside. Because remember, beauty is only skin deep, and beauty is as beauty does. But the cultivation of these things can even make a person who otherwise might be considered plain to be very beautiful in the eyes of her husband. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.